Hello, we are Blink-182, and you are listening to Pop Buzz.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Pop Buzz podcast. Can you believe it? They let us do this again. It's madness. It's madness, yeah. Frankly. Woo. Yes, it's the brand new podcast from your friends at Pop Buzz, the number one destination for all the best of music and the internet. Joining me, as always, is Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And, of course, Katie. Say hello, Katie.
Hiya, hiya.
Hi.
How you doing?
Indeed. And I am your host, James. We will be here to play a lot of different games, talk about what's been going on this week, and just generally discussing music and all that's good on the internet. How's your week been, guys? How's your week been?
The pinnacle of my week was making a banana loaf, which
nobody ate.
Neither of you two ate when I brought it into work. So yeah.
It's a good thing you've not mentioned it every single day since, though, isn't it? It's a good thing you've really kind of taken that one on the chin.
Yeah, well,
banged on about it.
I just expect more from you guys. I'm starting to think you don't like me.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Sorry, I'm on a diet.
You were eating ice cream, as you said. Oh, sorry. Even though I brought the cake in hours before and said, oh, by the way, made this over the weekend.
I mean, as would much you like as this some? Is banana such cake engaging diet. Listening, discussing banana cake.
I'm just really bitter about it.
Okay. Yeah, clearly, just like that cake. Am I right, ladies? Am I right? You know I am.
Below the belt.
How, Katie, how have you been coping with your newfound podcast fame this week? How many people have stopped you on the street saying, hey, is that
God.
The voice of Katie
too
from the Pop Buzz podcast?
Too many.
Too many, right?
Yeah.
It's getting a bit much.
It is.
Like Madonna out there, paps everywhere.
Which era do you feel more like?
Disco. Always, without a doubt, no hesitation. Disco really? Madonna.
I'm
purple
definitely...
leotard. Purple leather jacket.
For the benefit of the listener, she is actually wearing a purple leotard and purple leather jacket.
Don't
just in the studio.
Don't expose me like that.
Sorry. It's only a matter of time. So be proud. Be proud of your outfit. Right. So anyway, let's maybe have a chat about what's been going on this week. Let's take a look at the news in a section we like to call WTF News. News, 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 news. What the f*** is happening in the news? That was a jingle. So... So yes, we're going to look at 3 of the biggest stories we've been covering this week. Katie, let's start off with you. What's caught your eye in the news this week?
I've been all about the celebrity breakups.
Ooh. It's been a big week.
I
big
can't
week
get
for
over
that.
Them. I'm still really, really, really upset about Taylor and Calvin.
It's just too much. It's too emotional.
Help me.
Voice is breaking up.
Really
are you referring by any chance to the stream of headlines?
Yes,
negative headlines out
so,
there.
So whereas my timeline was really like emotional, felt sorry for both of them, really
of course.
Sad. The rest of my timeline was a mess. Mm. The mainstream media were literally picking at Taylor's past relationships.
Yeah.
There was a hashtag... which was I dumped Taylor because, and they were all coming in with like, oh my God, I dumped Taylor because I needed new material for my next album.
Oh, come on.
And
come
it was like,
on.
Just get over it. And there's like a really great article that one of our writers, Nikki, wrote, which is up mm-hmm. on the website right now. And she sort of came for every single sexist headline out there.
As is her want,
and
as is her style.
Yeah. So she made a really good point actually about how we sort of focus on her past relationships instead of actually... focusing on her really incredible achievements in the music industry.
It's very true. Biggest artist in the world, she's definitely more than just a relationship.
Exactly.
Poor Tay. That's
make
our conclusion
stop,
there.
Everyone. Make it stop.
Make it stop. Woody, what's caught your eye in the news this week?
Oh, kind of more sad news, to
oh,
be
great.
Honest.
Oh, wonderful.
What
this
a downer
great.
This podcast is becoming. Mm. No, so basically... Fifth Harmony, greatest girl band on the planet, as we all know.
We'll debate that later. Carry on.
Well, they're, you know, busy promoting their new album, 727. And, you know, when they're not working from home...
Hello. He's throwing out the song titles today.
Boom.
He's chucking them around.
They're obviously travelling around the world promoting it. And unfortunately, Lauren from Fifth Harmony, she was caught in an airport by herself, you know, just doing her thing. But lots of fans came up to her. And Lauren's kind of talked about suffering with anxiety before.
Right.
And obviously the situation became a bit overwhelming and a fan filmed her basically having a bit of a breakdown in this airport.
Oh,
she's, you know, quite politely asking fans not to take pictures, but she'll happily sign things. But it's kind of disturbing, to be honest.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, hashtag What was the hashtag?
What was the hashtag?
Respect Lauren. That was the hashtag.
Oh, nice. Well, good.
That's
like
trending on Twitter and people saying, you know, you've got to give these people space.
No, of course.
I have a lot of feelings on like fan behavior. Like,
you always do.
I get like they're excited to see their idols. Yeah, and, you know, most fans are really respectful towards the artists that they really admire. But you know what? Artists owe you nothing.
Absolutely.
Other than a great record. Mm. And if you're at a live show, a great live show.
Here's what's caught my eye this week, guys. We're currently in the centre of London, about, I don't know, maybe 500 metres down the road. The most exciting theatre event of the decade is currently taking place.
Yes!
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. First preview last night. Now, this is interesting. Obviously, there's going to be loads and loads of spoilers because it's a brand new story. No one knows what's going to happen. It's set, I think it's at least 10 years on from the last one, maybe a bit more than that.
After the
final book. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
19.
19 years, there you go. Jeez. Completely uncharted territory, whole new generation in there. J.K. Rowling has already said, please, 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 please keep the spoilers to yourself.
It's never going to happen.
It's not going to happen, is it? It's
Woody,
not going to happen.
I'm going to murder you.
I know, well, this is it.
As if I've got tickets.
Yeah, you're going, right, Katie? When are you going?
Yeah, October.
Wow.
So I've got to wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch stuff.
I don't even know how long.
I think
it's too long.
I just think you're going to find out. You might as well just find out now.
No.
You might as well just, like, on the opening night, go down there and ask, what happens?
Mm.
What is going to happen?
No, don't.
Fans, don't post spoilers. And if you do, you're going to hell. So suck it.
Nice. Yeah. It's Woody's rule of thumb today.
Wow.
Fans, back off your pop stars.
I think we know what house Woody's in.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Hufflepuff.
You wish, you wish. Well, that's the best of the news this week, guys. If you want to read more about all those stories and loads more news, you can get on the website. It's, of course, pop-buzz.com. And you can download the app 100% for free in the App Store. All the news on there, as well as all the best quizzes and the Pop Buzz stream. Go check it out. That's right, guys. It's time for our first game this week. It is Name That Fanfic.
Fanfic. I read your fanfic. Why are you so nasty?
You should delete yourself.
I have in front of me 5 fanfiction quotes. All you guys are going to have to do is tell me who they are about. But before we get to that, you got to pick some buzzers, all right? Woody, I'm going to come to you
first this week.
No, tough. I'm going to come to you first.
Have you not chosen yours this week, Woody?
I've really struggled this week.
You're going to have to do some improvising, mate. You're going to have to do some improvising. Okay. If I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise. There's no changing.
I bet yours is really good, isn't it?
I hope it is. Let's go.
Let's
Katie, if I come to you for an answer, you will make the noise.
Ooh, girl.
See, I like it, but you keep picking long ones. This is going to be
That's
interesting.
Not long.
It's long, girl.
I could have gone for the full RuPaul, like, soundbite.
which would sound like what exactly, Katie?
Girl, she don't ready to hand houses.
Right, yeah, let's just stick with
okay,
the first one.
Start.
Okay, all right, so there's your buzzers. So 5 quotes, like I say, this week they are all about everyone's favourite YouTubing pair, Dan and Phil, all right, guys? So I'm going to read some quotes out. You have to tell me whether it is about or whether the person speaking is Dan or Phil, okay? And obviously, because there's only 2 of them, basically, if you get it wrong, I'm going to give a point to the other person, all right? Buzzing when you're ready. Buzzing if you know the answer, all right? So who is this person talking, Dan or Phil, all right? Why did I even agree to go anywhere in this cold? Oh, yeah, because I'd do anything for him. If I had to walk on rusty nails, shards of glass, and Legos for 1 billion miles just to see him smile, I'd do it without a second thought. Woody's in for the buzz. Who do you think it is?
God, I think it's Phil. I just think Phil would go that extra length, you know?
Extra length over the Legos?
Yeah.
It's a point to Katie, I'm afraid.
Oh!
It was, of course, Dan. Famous Lego fan, Dan. Okay, so that's number one. Here is quote number 2. Is it Dan or is it Phil? 1 minute they were discussing that new bakery down the street. The next he was saying, I'm gay. 1 minute they were discussing that new bakery down
Wait,
the street.
That's the end.
The next he was saying, I'm gay. Woody's in. Woody's in. Dan or Phil?
Dan. I just want it to be Dan.
It's Phil. So Katie is storming ahead in this game.
All of these
Phil. I feel so blessed today.
Oh, God's sake.
Mate.
I'm a really sore loser. Sorry.
Yeah, clearly this is going to get so bad. Final quote. We've been living in London for a while now. It's about time we did something a little cultural. I've put tickets for us to see The Tempest in the Globe. That Colin Morgan from Merlin is in it. I know how much you liked him and Bradley.
Ooh, girl!
Katie's in for the buzz. Is it Dan or Phil? Oh,
I feel like Phil would be more likely to, like, buy theatre tickets than Dan.
Why?
I don't know.
At the moment, we're painting Phil to be a lot nicer than Dan, if you... Sorry, Dan.
This interesting image of a cultural Lego walker. Right. Well, it is Phil, so it's
Yay!
A point to Katie. Storming ahead.
Yes!
Storming ahead.
I am the
ahead.
Ultimate fan.
Does anyone remember Merlin and who Colin Morgan was? Is that just me?
No, I have no idea.
I was struggling with that one. Well, anyway.
I did have a dog called Merlin once.
Nice. And he coincidentally starred at the Globe in the Tempest, which was... mad, wasn't it?
Well, I he's gone to a farm now.
All comes right. Oh, dark.
He's dead now. He's dead.
Wow. That took a very dark turn.
He's gone.
Katie, clearly the winner of that game. Congratulations. Congratulations. Woody, don't worry. There will be more games to play, more chances to... God, the death stare. The death stare I'm getting in the booth right now. It's all to play for as we move on to the next game. Hey guys, if you want to get all the latest music news from the site, all the best quizzes and access to the Pop Buzz audio stream, just download the Pop Buzz app. It is completely free and available in the iTunes App Store right now. Up next, it is Salty or Sweet. Are you salty?
Or sweet?
Are you salty?
Or sweet?
Chia,
sweet.
Are you salty?
Or sweet?
Are you salty? This is a quick fire debate. I have three topics in front of me. All you have to do is argue whether they are salty, a bad thing, or sweet, a good thing. You will each have 15 seconds on the clock to argue your point, and then I'll decide the winner, because my say's what counts, guys. That's the way it works. So, first up, carpool karaoke, guys.
Ooh.
We've all seen these videos. The latest one we've just seen was on Broadway. It was James Corden with all the latest Broadway people. But in the past, obviously, there's been One Direction. There's been Mariah Carey. Not to mention all the numerous imitators on YouTube now riding along in their cars, singing along and putting it up online. So, Katie, tell me why this is such a fantastic internet phenomenon.
Yes!
3, 2, 1. You're going to be sweet. Go.
Great, guys. Whoever thought of this in James Corden's like content planning meeting deserves a knighthood. It's genius. If you think driving around with Adele downing a cup of tea in your car is going to get you 100 million views on YouTube, then go for it, is what
time.
I say.
I mean, the Adele one was particularly impressive. I have to give you that. Yeah, clearly.
I love it.
Woody, give me the salty take on this one. I want you to tell me why carpool karaoke is an internet abomination and needs to be stopped immediately. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Okay, yeah, it's awful, repetitive. It's not even funny. It's just people singing in a car. How has humanity been reduced down to this base level? I thought we got rid of James Corden
when
he went to America, but no, I have to cut up with him in my feed every week.
And
stop James Corden!
I'm
sitting here with my mouth open.
I mean,
seriously, end it now. End the misery.
Oh, your time's up.
I need more time.
End
I need an hour.
Misery. You
what
ain't getting an hour. Dear Lord. The Late Late Show with Woodrow White. Here it comes.
No.
He's fire on the mic here.
Actually,
fire
I'd love to see Kanye.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like,
I mean, that could go off.
If Kanye went in, he would just have like loads of new rhymes that James did not know the words to, just to spite him. Just throwing out a new mixtape in the car. I mean, you were so passionate, Woody. You were so passionate. You're almost kind of convincing me on this one. I think I'm going to lean towards you on that one. You're getting the point. You're getting the point for that one. Getting the point
Pity
for round
points.
Two. There's nothing wrong with it.
How dare you?
I'm just saying what's true, sweetheart.
Seriously, this is week two. You're already at each other's throats. This is going to be terrible by
Claws
Christmas. That is salty or sweet. And if you want to read about all those news stories, you can. They're on the website. It is pop-buzz.com. Time now for Is It a Banger? So, we're going to look at two of the biggest tunes that have just been added to the Pop Buzz audio stream that you can hear on the website. Katie and Woody have brought two competing bangers, and we're going to have a banger off.
Yeah.
I'm going to decide who has brought the biggest banger out of these two new tunes. So, Woody, I'm going to come to you first. Ooh, this week, mate.
Sweet.
I would like you to tell me what banger you've brought for me. What you got?
Mate, it's the return of Beck.
Oh, I do love Beck.
Yeah, he's back. Last week, he dropped a new single called Wow. And before we get going, we need to promise that we're not going to make any obvious jokes around the title of the song. Like, isn't it amazing? Wow.
Well,
wow.
I see. Owen Wilson not. Impressions. There's too
not.
Many.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice.
No, but he's been on a roll in the last few years. So he won Grammy of the Year for Morning Phase in 2014. And
much to Kanye's delight, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Kanye did jokingly storm the stage again, but he didn't go full Taylor on it.
That's true. Yeah. He didn't take it down.
But he also released Dreams last year, which was one of my favourite songs of the year. So I think he's followed it up with a complete banger. So.
Okay, well, let's give it a little listen. This is Beck and Wow. All the rules that you choose to use to get loose with the luminous moves. That's Beck there. You know what I like about Beck is that every single song he brings out is completely different to the last one. I think you cannot pin this man down.
Yeah. And it's a summer anthem, right? Like, that's something nice. I want to hear all summer. Mm.
Yeah, it's a very, very good tune. I like it. And it's got a great fun title. That's really fun to say. I like it.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry, it's Christopher Walken in the studio. Christopher Walken.
Wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
So that's the new jingle sorted. Right. So, yeah, I like that a lot. Katie, how are you going to beat it? What have you brought for me this week?
Well, I've been rummaging through the Pop Buzz bag of bangers.
It's a big bag.
It's a big bag. There's so many. Mm. I dodged Beck. Because I knew Woody would take it. So this track I've bought is Classic by The Knox, who are an electronic duo from New York.
New York.
Nice.
So before they started dropping their own tracks, they produced and remixed things for like Katy Perry, Britney, Ellie Goulding. So here we go. Let's give it a listen. This is The Knox with Classic. The future came to me.
Knox there, and it certainly was a classic, Katie. Am I right? Living up to its name there.
Listen, I'm going with the hard sell on this as well, because their album, the featured artists read like a who's who of who would come to my fantasy dinner party.
Okay, who they got? Who
like
they got?
Jeppo's on there.
Yes.
Walk the Moon.
Oh, I like them. That's
Fetty Wap, come through.
I love Fetty.
Fetty Wap's on
you
this,
know
though.
It.
That's interesting. Yeah. I like Fetty, but I would not see him working with these guys. That's really interesting. Mm. I want to hear that.
You know what? In good sportsmanship, I'm going to say, like, it is a brilliant song. And, like, when I'm listening to it,
like, I made it myself.
But, like, you know what, Katie? Well done. Well done,
thank
love.
You
put
so
this
much.
One together
but
so,
so
well.
It's so summery again. Like, yeah. You're, like, transported to a bar on a beach and you're, like, grinding up on some stranger. Like,
maybe you are.
So
I'm
good.
At the bar right, with, like, a mojito, but all right. Okay, Woody.
No, it's a great tune. It's a great tune. Both great tunes. It is the season of the summer bops. It's a tough one. I've loved Beck for many, many years. The Knox, very, very exciting new act. You know what? This is the thing. When you were playing the two tracks, I shook my ass way more to the Knox than I did for Beck.
Oh, yes!
So if we're going on the banger test of how much I was shaking it in the booth here, it's going to have to be the Knox this week. I'm afraid Katie's won that one.
I'm two for two, Woody.
Wow.
Mate,
how do you feel?
I feel sick.
I'll tell you what, you should feel like maybe putting in more of an effort. That's what I'm going to say. Pick a mess.
Mate, you're going to get in a minute.
Wow, well,
watch
well then you'll lose all kinds of points, won't you? There you go. It's one way to one
but
way
at
to
least
win.
I'll have my dignity.
Okay. Pipe down. Yeah, very good songs. If you want to hear those and loads more, they are on the Pop Buzz audio stream. All you want to do is go on the website, look in the top right-hand corner and click play. Fantastic tunes right there. It's on the app as well, available now in the App Store. Time now for our first ever guests on the Pop Buzz podcast, and it's a big one, guys. Blink 182 are in town this week, plugging their new album, California. I went and caught up with them. You can get the entire interview on the website right now, but here's a little taste of when I chatted to Mark Hoppus and Matt Skiba.
Mark, you are kind of referred to a lot in like our fandoms as the dad of Twitter, and you're kind of the pop punk dad. How do you feel about that? How do you feel when there's constantly people calling you their dad on Twitter?
Well, people started calling me dad on Twitter, I don't know, a couple years ago, and I just kind of embraced it and then changed my Twitter handle to different dad puns, and I just make really awful dad jokes as well, so it's kind of self-earned, and I'm cool with it.
Well, you were toying with everyone's emotions, because you were changing your name to, what was it, Josh Dunn,
Jared Way?
Yeah. Any great reactions from that one yet, or just confusion?
Just confusion. Nice. I don't know. Josh and Gerard are both friends of mine, so...
Awesome. So
I like to tease them.
Oh, that's nice. Can you sum up for me the new album in 3 emojis, please?
3 emojis.
You can get the phone out if you want. Have a little check.
I think it's a smiley face. One of those, the eggplant that everybody uses.
Everyone says eggplant, man. Everyone says eggplant.
I got you, because we're a bunch of No, because there's funny, you know, there's no real... songs, but you know, there's some humor in there, and
nice.
Then an emo.
There's gotta be one, right?
There
emo
is, like, kind of not bawling, not like, you know, but like kind of you know, pensive, or I guess
amazing.
Pensive emoji.
Cool.
I'm gonna say thumbs up emoji, rock horns emoji, and middle finger emoji.
There nice.
You go. Way
That's
better.
Great choices.
Scratch
Thank you so much, guys.
So, extra news story this week, guys. I had something very, very exciting happen to me. So I did a little story.
To me personally,
oh. Pop Buzz exclusive. So I was at Slam Dunk earlier in the week, which is a big pop punk festival. Oh, yeah. Panic at the Disco were headlining, which is very, very exciting. And also that when you found Glory, who I enjoy very much, had a little chat with them, tweeted it out, as you do. Guess who favorited that little tweet of mine, guys?
Oh, I don't know. Who was it?
Only Hayley Williams from Paramore fame. Oh, yes. I got very excited. So I had a bit of an emotional breakdown, and I wrote about my emotional breakdown. She then saw the piece about my emotional breakdown, favorited that tweet, and started following us on Twitter. So hi, Hayley. Hi, if you're listening.
Hi,
I presume you have
picked
up this podcast via our Twitter feed now. Nice to see you. Nice to know you're a friend. Anything you want to say to Hayley Williams there?
Yeah,
buddy?
Hurry up with the new album.
Very
Come
good.
On.
Very good point. Yeah. Katie, any thoughts for Hayley?
Come and dye my hair.
Nice. Nice. Finally, it is the question of the week.
Got a question. We've got a question. Can you help us out?
We're going to talk about a big news story that we've been experiencing, and then we're going to ask a question of Katie and Woody, and they need to give an example based on their own experience, and whoever has the best story for me gets the point. The question this week revolves around, again, the Queen of Paramore, Miss Hayley Williams. As we've mentioned, she's following us on Twitter now. I would like to hear a story about your best social media encounter with a celebrity.
Ooh.
Okay, so Katie, I'm gonna come to you first.
Okay.
Have you ever had any social media encounters with celebs, and how did you react?
I'm going to redeem myself from last week, actually, because guess what? I've got about 17.
Oh, here she is.
Here
right. Okay. Give me some names. Give me some receipts.
April the 9th, 2015. I still have the screenshots.
What is it?
So there I was typing away.
Oh,
I was listening to Kylie Minogue's album Kiss Me Once.
Oh, okay.
Classic.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm just going to do a throwaway tweet. I'll just mention her. So 5 minutes later, my phone went off and I was like, oh, who's this disrupting my work? And I didn't even look at my phone because I just knew.
You felt her presence near.
Yeah. So I got up, manned up, looked at it, and it was mentioned by Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
I was dead for the whole afternoon.
Wow.
So she'd responded to the tweet I put out. I was like, oh my God, song of the year. Yes, love it. And she was like, oh my God, yay, thanks, with a little heart emoji and a kiss. And I was like, oh my God.
What?
So now we're officially friends. She doesn't follow me yet, but
give it time.
There's still time.
Oh. Give it time.
And that's where you just lost.
Oh,
what's yours?
Woody, give me a take.
Oh, James, my story begins in 1997.
When Twitter wasn't even a thing.
I couldn't, you know.
That's right. I was just settling down to watch TV with my mother, you know, We're on the sofa. We've got the dogs on us. Rest in peace, Seamus and Elsa. Yes. And, you know, we're just chilling, whatever, to watch Coronation Street. And basically, we were introduced to this new character, the slightly tarty but heart of gold homewrecker, Natalie Barnes. Like, and she was like, you know, she had like platinum blonde hair, red lipstick, and she basically spent the 3 years on that show trying to destroy the marriage of Sally Webster. Right. When I saw this character, I was like, I want to be like her. I want to be a homewrecker too. Like, she was very, very inspiring like that. And anyway, Natalie Barnes was played by the legendary actress Denise Welsh, who also happens to be the mother of the 1975 singer Matty Healy.
I knew we'd get there eventually. Right, okay.
Yeah, fast forward 19 years.
You're watching your reruns of Corrie.
Yeah.
Sat in front of the telly.
I'm just on Instagram one day and we see that Denise is at Coachella and she's like taking pictures with the boys. She even gets a selfie with Jared Leto.
She does,
like,
indeed.
She is having the time of her life. Like, she's really living her
yeah,
best life.
Yeah, she really is.
So anyway, so I decided to write an article, actually inspired by our social media editor, Emily. So we did. Denise Welsh is the queen of Coachella. Nice. And like, you know, it was a big moment for me. You know, I get to finally pay respects to my hero.
You've been waiting years.
I've been waiting years to write that
finally
piece.
Have an
I've been
to write
waiting
about Denise.
Since 1997 to write that piece. Denise, bless her, she saw the article on Twitter, retweeted it. Yeah. Big one.
Big one,
but then she went on British television and started talking about the article. And then she followed me back on Twitter when I was like, oh, hey, thank you. She was like, yeah, I love the article. It was really funny.
Did she actually reply back to you?
Yeah, babes.
Oh.
Like, me and Denden, we're like busy mates. So now we follow each other. We're keeping updated with each other's lives. And
I thought you were going to say we're keeping in touch. I was like, hang on, let's not go nuts.
No, we haven't gone that far. But basically, you know, like, our interaction came from a place of mutual appreciation. It wasn't...
So did mine and Kylie's.
Babes, yours was just thirsty for a retweet. Let's be real. Okay. There is a deep connection between me and Denise. You can't deny that, all right? But yeah, essentially, Denise Welsh from Coronation Street.
I mean... It is a big one. It is a big one. I mean, you know, regardless of, she's very well known in the UK for a role in this soap and she's a TV personality, but for a wider audience, yes, she is the mum of Matty Healy from the 1975. You'll have seen her on their Instagram. Mm. You'll have seen her on their Twitter.
Come on.
Same here though. Please.
True,
love.
But Katie, let's be honest. Okay, it's very nice. You got a couple of likes on there, a couple of mentions. Mm. This man's standing over here.
And a retweet from international superstar.
Okay.
Whatever.
I am going to make a decision, kids. I'm going to make a decision. And for this round, I'm afraid it's going to have to be Woody as the victor. Because he got the follow back.
True.
He got the telly. However, we have to say that throughout all our games this week, it's clear there can only be one winner overall. Woody, what happened, mate? You got demolished this week.
You know what? I think where I went wrong was starting off with the banana cake story, because that clearly put you in a
you
bad mood.
You
throw it way
set
back.
The tone.
Like, I am never making that mistake again.
That's probably quite wise. But the winner this week is undoubtedly, it's Katie. Give it up, everybody.
Yay.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Very, very nice work.
There
you go. Prize for you, Katie, this week. We're going to give you a framed Kylie Minogue tweet.
Oh,
how about that?
I actually have one.
Get out.
Woody, I'm afraid you have failed for this week. So your forfeit will be that I'm going to spoil all of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child for you. I'm really sorry. You could then win, I suppose, by just telling Katie, but I'm going to advise you against your own personal health. And that's about it for this week, guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can also get this on our SoundCloud page. And make sure you check out the website. It's pop-buzz.com. Goodbye for this week. Katie, say goodbye.
Bye. If you're verified on Twitter, please follow me so I can have a really good story for next week.
Still better.
Thanks, bye.
Woody, say goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Warming up. I'm warming up for you, babe.